Turn negative energy into positive energy.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. We're here. We're waiting for you. You know, we've been sitting here waiting, and we're excited to get this podcast underway. This is Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. We're talking today about negative energy. And one of the complaints I get all the time is, Robert, how do I get rid of negative energy? And that's a very complex question because negative energy exists at a whole lot of different levels. Really, instead of using the term negative energy, you might think in terms of lower vibrational energy. In either case, it stops you. It stops you in your tracks from getting what you desire. It puts you in a foul mood. You feel negative. You feel like the world is bigger than you can challenge, or at least your dreams are. And you tend to give up a little bit too easy. You give in to fear and doubt and anxiety and pain and phobias and all of that kind of stuff. And that's what negative energy does. So we're going to talk about turning negative energy into positive energy. And it's important. I mean, I'm excited about sharing some of this with you. But the first thing I want to say is, many of you right now are going through a huge transition. This is a transitional time of year. And I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching as soon as you possibly can. Let's make 2017 your best year. Now, if you've been in a relationship that is having difficulty, we can help you. We can help you raise your vibration and give you a much stronger opportunity to attract the love that you desire. As a matter of fact, right now, today is the 18th of January. But you know, we're less than a month away from Valentine's Day. Are you going to be sitting with your lover on Valentine's Day, having an extraordinary meal, a beautiful evening? Or are you going to be wondering what went wrong? This is our countdown to love. Countdown to love right now begins, and it goes through Valentine's Day. So we'll be sharing with you some ways and love tips in every podcast. We'll be talking to you about your relationship. And if you're in a relationship, let me tell you, negative energy is like the worst thing you can have permeating that relationship. But it can hurt your business, your physical life, your social life. It can hurt every part of your life and every part of your dreams. So join us, whether you're a part of Countdown to Love or not, and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We are the only ones. And by the way, excited. Rachel, are you excited? Rachel's look at, she's jumping up. Stop. You don't need to jump so high. Be careful. You're going to hurt your head. Rachel. We are excited. We got a new member in our school from from London, England. We have one in Bristol, but this is from London, England, and she's going to become a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, certified. She's going to be in New Mexico, and she's excited about taking this message and helping people and empowering people in her area of the world and all over the world. I think she's going to be outstanding, as I think many of you would. So if you're interested in learning more about becoming a miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, be sure and contact me at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Well, the first thing, the most important thing you can do to defeat negative energy is to take action. Take some kind of action. Do something. You know, it doesn't even have to always be the right action. Some action is better than no action. Once you take action, and once you're moving, and once you have a destination, and once you have a goal, even if it's a small goal like cleaning the yard or organizing your closet, even if it's a small goal, it puts you back on track. It gets you out of your head, and that's important. And it allows that negative energy to dissipate and be filled with positive, goal-oriented energy. Goal-oriented. That's the key. Well, the next thing is negative words tend to manifest a negative environment. So watch your language. One of the techniques that I like to use is make a list of 7 words that you're going to give up. Impossible might be one of them. And put one of those thick rubber bands around your wrist. You know, the kind the newspaper boys used to use back in the day when they delivered newspapers to your home? But one of those thick rubber bands, you can buy them. And every time you catch yourself using the word impossible, snap your wrist. Ouch! It hurts! And if you've got 7 words, another word is want. We don't want to be in a state of want. We want to be a state of desire and passion and excitement and motivation. So every time you use the word want inappropriately, there are some appropriate times, but every time you use it inappropriately when you really mean desire, snap your wrist. It's a wonderful tool. It works. Yeah, you'll be a little bruised at the wrist for a while, but it really does work. Declutter your home, 3 on the list. Declutter your office. Declutter your car. Declutter your closet. Declutter your desk. Declutter your life, because clutter causes your mind to become confused. People that work in sparse, easy to understand environments do so much better, generally about 90% of the time. Now, there are those, there is that 10% that does better when their desk is piled high with papers and documents. I am not one of them. I don't want to be around anybody, but that is. But I used to work for somebody, and I used to walk in his office, and he was a pretty big wig. I mean, he made a lot of money, was a lot of power. And his desk was piled high with books and documents and papers. I don't know how he did it. I understand Donald Trump does the same thing. But for the rest of us, let's declutter. Let's be super organized. Try it. Try it for 21 days. You will be amazed. Breathe. Meditate and pray. Every day, focus on your breathing. One of the best breaths you can use is the fourfold breath. In through the nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Slowly out through the mouth for 4 seconds. And leave your lungs empty for 4 seconds. That's called the fourfold breath. Meditate. You can get a set of mala beads very inexpensively, and you can just, you know, you can go Om Mani Padme Hum or Om Namah Shivaya Om. You can do that. You can do a mantra, or you can simply meditate on an affirmation. I am manifesting a new home, a new car, a new boat, a new career, a better relationship. And do that 108 times, because that's how many beads are on a mala beads. Or just pray. And don't pray in a begging fashion. Pray in a co-creative fashion. And always, of course, giving praise to the universe. get out into nature. And when it warms up, go barefoot. Now, watch out you don't step on a bee or something, but go barefoot a little bit on the grass. Get some natural earth or organ energy, as we call it, into your energy system. It will awaken you in ways you cannot imagine.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next, make yourself some amethyst water. Get some natural amethyst, not polished amethyst. And there are different kinds of amethyst. Higher vibrational amethyst is what you want. You only need a couple small pieces. And you put spring water in a glass, has to be a glass pitcher, with two or three pieces of amethyst. And then drink the water. It will raise your vibration. It will make you more magnetic. You will feel better. But remember, don't go to your local metaphysical or occult shop and expect to find natural amethyst. Most of them don't have it. Most of them have polished amethyst. And what you want is some nice, natural, deep, dark purple. If it's faded, and by the way, with amethyst, we don't ever clear amethyst in the sun because amethyst will fade. Okay, we clear it with other methods such as the lesser banishing ritual or using salt water or something like that. Drink amethyst water on a regular basis. Now, if you don't have amethyst water, you know, substitute it with lemons and limes and get your body alkalized. You're going to feel so much better. Overcome your fears with incantations. We all have fears, but we don't need to. We can command. An incantation is a command to your subconscious mind. I command my subconscious mind to feel powerful and secure, you know, in whatever you're doing, in driving a car, in parachuting, in ziplining, whatever it is you want to do. Give your subconscious mind a command. Now, don't do it an hour before you have to go ziplining. Do it about a month or two before you go ziplining. And by the time you go ziplining and they strap you up, you're going to go, this is like nothing. Wow. Ooh, this is fun. I like it. But, you know, fears can also deal with new relationships, new love affairs, all of that kind of thing as well. Pay it forward. You know, when you buy somebody a cup of Starbucks coffee or when you give somebody a bottle of water, as we move closer to spring and summer, it gets hotter in many parts of the country. I urge you to get a case of water and keep it in your back seat. Make sure it doesn't get too hot, so you might take it in at night. But when you're driving around, somebody is got the sign at the freeway, right? I need money. Roll down the window. You can roll down the water too if you want. But roll down the window and give them a fresh bottle of water. You know, we have found that they appreciate that more than anything else. And you just feel so good passing it on and paying it forward and doing wonderful things for people. Well, last but not least is gratitude. Gratitude is so important. It's critical. Every day, 1 minute when you wake up, 1 minute when you fall asleep, a minute of gratitude to begin the day, a minute of gratitude to end the day. I want to remind you that on May 19th, 20th, and 21st, we are going to literally vacuum away all the negative energy in your energy field, all the fears, all the doubts, all the anxieties. We're going to activate your DNA to its highest potential. You're literally going to be able to say the words, and within a short time, they're going to manifest. You're going to have incredible abilities and powers. like you've never had before, and you're going to have a deeper, more solid connection to source energy. It's going to be an incredible 3-day intensive, manifesting beyond belief in Taos, New Mexico, May 19th, 20th, and 21st. We want to see you there. We want you to come join us. I plan to be there a couple days early so I can work one-on-one with some of you. It's a beautiful, magical little town if you've never been there. We're going to, if you need a roommate to cut down on your hotel costs, that's great. But then after the work in the daytime, we're going to hang out by the pool. We're going to have barbecues. We're going to do some excursions. We're going to do some evening work too. I'm going to make this for you a weekend you will never forget. But we are starting to fill up, believe it or not. I know it's January, and you go, I got plenty of time. Well, maybe you don't, okay? Because you may get into May or April or even March, and this thing may be sold out. We only have so many seats, okay? We've only reserved so many rooms. So go to our website now at Law of Attraction Solutions. Visit the events page, and we will see you in Taos, New Mexico. Take the time to sign up now. Send me a letter. We'll get you set up, taken care of. If you have questions in any way, we'll help you with that. We want to make it as easy for you as we can. I'm out of time. I'm out of breath. But hey, listen, you're going to have a great day today. I know you're going to have a great day today. So you deserve it. Enjoy it. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Imagine how life would be if you had unlimited personal power and confidence. You would have the internal vibration to attract true love, obtain the career you desire, own a successful business, enjoy vibrant power and health. The one difference between you and those who are incredibly successful is confidence and magnetism. Now, Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert and Rachel Zink have created an easy-to-use subliminal program designed to magnify your confidence, personal power, and magnetism. We promise you will see drastic change in your life within days as you use Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism by Robert and Rachel Zink. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to instantly download Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com and live up to your unlimited potential.